Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight I am excited because here's a great topic that we're going to discuss tonight. We're going to be talking about the various software used in making music production. But before we go into the show, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively once again as a community. And Lord, as we explore this topic tonight, let us get along, you know, together in a very smooth manner. We don't need nobody getting thrown up under the bus. Lord, we ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. Thank you, and let's get into the topic. All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight, guys, we're talking about the various software used in making music production. And tonight's topic, actually, is something that I personally have an interest in because I'm growing in the manner of actually getting physical hands-on into the music myself. I've never used to do it. I was a songwriter, wrote lyrics and stuff like that, and I teamed up with people who does the production. Tonight, I'm loaded with a whole bunch of questions, a whole bunch of things that I like to know about digital audio workstations and the software used in the program. So, and what's the best software used? What's the best operating systems to use it with? As far as I'm familiar with FL Studios, I'm familiar with Pro Tools, but I'm not familiar with all of the nuts and bolts of the use of what's best for attacking the hip-hop community, because I like hip-hop, so I like to get into it, but I also want to spread my wings to other music as well. So tonight, one of my expert members here is Raw Dog. Raw Dog is the man when it comes to software. Raw Dog, could you please help us and explain?
Good evening, sir. The subject is software?
Software.
I got to ask myself, what is software? Wow.
Ooh. Don't do me like
okay,
that.
pause.
Are you
pause.
Playing games with me?
Seriously.
Yes, I am.
Seriously.
You felt like a man standing out in the forest with everybody watching and nothing to do, did you? Well, check it out. Software. Okay, we're generally talking about the development of a music production or a film production, because computers are used, you know, to a degree, you know. And when we talk about software usury in your production, you know, there's all types of wonderful software out there. You mentioned the Fruit Loops. You mentioned Pro Tools. There's Logic. There's Cubase. There are different platforms, even in the movie industry, for adding the music to the soundtrack, you know, during the editing process and what have you. So what we have here are levels of software that we might talk about so that we get an understanding of, you know, there is the amateur level for the home hobbyist. There's the enthusiast, which is the next level up, not going pro, but wanting to get into it at a higher rate. And then we're going to talk about the pro level, which is, you know, you're putting your foot in it and you're pulling out all the stops. So, you know, I think this is a real good subject, you know, and I think that, you know, young people, you can start with different programs that will allow them to get bigger and better and deeper with the programs that they start with, because they sell add-ons to it that will allow them to do more refined things with that program. But, you know, hey, we can get into it. Are you there, Poetic? Poetic?
I am, sir. I am.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's too early for me.
I'm just going to share a laugh, and then I'm going to go away again. Okay.
Okay. We got Tiffany on deck with us tonight, and I'm sure Tiffany is ready to also learn about some of the various softwares that that's available on the market.
Tiffany,
because
Tiffany's already aware of it. In the film industry, they have it.
I know. Talk to her.
Talk to Tiffany.
Excuse me?
But that's better than talking to you.
All right.
Tiffany, give us your opening statement for tonight.
My statement is, just like the music industry, the film industry has a lot of different programs to use as well. And some of these programs we would use for to add music to whatever we're doing. Say, for instance, if you have an Apple and you're editing your film on an Apple computer, then you would use something like Final Cut Pro, which is great.
Exactly.
You know, and you mean exactly.
Oh, I have that. I'm so happy you mentioned it.
Well, let me finish, because I only have a small series of things to say on this topic. So, now for me, who also, I love Windows as well. So pretty much what I'm going to say is that musicians or anybody in the industry has no excuse. If you choose to use the Mac, then you use the Final Cut Pro. If you choose to use Windows, there's something that I like. It's a program called Director's Cut. It's a professional program. It does pretty much the same exact thing, but it just prevents you from feeling limited to using a Mac or an Apple computer.
But now, did you realize that the Mac Pros are now both using the Macintosh program and will run Windows on the same computer on a Mac? Did you know that, Tiffany?
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. They have what they call you're able to split the memory and allow half of your memory to run Windows programs on your Mac and also Mac. I mean, they actually did the cross-platform because Mac people were complaining that there were some things that they could not use that Windows had to offer. So Mac opened it up and allowed you to be able to use both of those platforms on a Mac Pro.
Okay, I understand that, but how many new and upcoming musicians have necessarily access to a Macintosh and an updated Windows computer as well? You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you need to kind of make it more accessible for everybody and not just the ones, because if they already have the money to do so, then I don't think that they would be coming to ask us questions necessarily, maybe, but not necessarily. So I'm saying for the person, the new musician who's trying to do the up-and-coming thing, what would you suggest for him or her, Raw Dog?
Well, you know, depending on which computer that they do have, and generally they start on PCs, I would suggest getting Pro Tools. But, you know, the only thing about having a PC, there's what they call latency. PCs are basically workstations for writing and what have you. They have a tendency to slow down with the information that's being stored on the drives. I started with a PC, and I love my PC. And then all of a sudden I realized that the more music that I created, the slower the drive was letting me hear it back. You know, I started a song off in fast tempo, and the next thing, we're slow dragging on it. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. Everything can't be that slow. I don't remember it that way. And I learned about the latency and the disadvantages of a PC. Now they've gotten better, from what I understand. They're supposedly getting better. But, you know, my experience, that was the issue that I had with that. And unless you build up a PC with a few, more RAM and a power supply possibility that you have a tendency after so many songs, it's going to start to slow down. But.
Okay.
There is a but to that. I would suggest to those using a PC to get an external hard drive to save their work on, rather than on the internal hard drive. Now that's
a good idea.
How to keep it fresh.
I did that. That is a very, very good idea. Now what you're missing though is that you have to let people know which external hard drive to get, because there are some that do not convert between the two. So
you know what?
Maybe you go ahead
you
and
are coming up with some great points.
This
that's
is true.
Why I love you. Are so intelligent, and you're right on that. But now here, guess what? I don't want to be the one to tell them which external hard drive to get, because each, you know, if you're talking a Hewlett Packard or a Nivano PC, there's different manufacturers, and they're going to have to just research a little bit to find out the compatibility and the speed of information transfer in the external hard drive. And they're going to also have to find out if it has its own external power unit, or is it internally powered by having it through a USB or a 13.9 FireWire. See, it's a power drain that takes away from the PC and slows it down by the load of the drive. So, you know, they've got to research on that point, because each one has a different type of computer.
All right.
Oh, now it's quiet. I almost heard a cricket.
No, you did.
Righto. I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
As far as which software do you think is easier or more user friendly for a beginner? I mean, a lot of people start off on Fruity Loops, because Fruity Loops has this kind of laid out platform that give you a good start.
Okay.
But I know you mentioned Pro Tools, but Pro Tools is a little bit more complicated. I would say it's more intermediate to professional, correct?
Well, let's put it like this. My daughter has Fruit Loops on her computer.
Okay.
I've got Logic Pro on one Mac, and I've got Pro Tools on another. Without the manual... And there's where the education on all of this comes in. They're all extremely difficult. You just can't open it up and start doing. You've got to know the different nuances in them, what this does and what that does, because they've all got specific orders of key commands that allow you to get into different parts of the program, or different tracks, or, you know, just setting it up. You know, you've got to remember, the first thing you do is that you call up your program. When you call up your program or in any computer by either the double click or the click on the icon, there's different procedures that you go through to start a new a track or a song. There's different things you do to recall a song. You know, there's different things you do to save the song. There's, you know, there's different methods that you go through in editing a song and different tools that it displays for editing the songs. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I haven't been able to make heads or tails out of Fruit Loops, and my daughter hasn't. It frustrates me to no end because the things that apply in Pro Tools and in Logic Pro, it's not the same in Fruit Loops. You know, and, you know, it's not that it's not a good program, because it is. And a lot of young people get Fruit Loops, and there are a lot of sites they can go and download different instruments that they can create that instrument in their tracks for free. That's one of the few programs that I've found that you actually can get things that it will work in Fruit Loops for free. So it's a big community to start in with your music production.
It has a nice library of different sound effects and stuff as well. That's what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and there are so many individuals in the that have that program. They share different what we call VST, virtual synthesized instruments, okay? I believe that's what it is.
And
you can go online and download those for free. You know, you just have to look at so many little different sites, and they're actually free. You know, because they actually use Fruit Loops in some music programs in schools. You know, so the young people get a start with that. You know, and they're excellent for learning creativity and being able to create with, and they're relatively inexpensive, and they don't require an interface unit so that you can then, you know, just go directly from keyboard, computer, and it will actually create the music. The other Pro Tools.
You're saying that you don't need MIDI?
Well, see, the not necessarily, because you can do it on the keys of the standard keyboard that you get
on
your computer.
MIDI? Isn't it still MIDI? Or no?
It will play the MIDI notes. It will represent on your that, you know, on the keys on the keyboard of
your
the computer.
Keyboard.
The stand. Huh?
Your QWERTY board. It's called a QWERTY.
Okay, if you want to call it that. Very good.
QWERTY, QWERTY.
Okay, most of us know it as the keyboard that came with the computer. Okay, go Google QWERTY. Oh, no, okay. No, but see, QWERTY. Pro Tools requires you to have a interface unit. And Logic requires you to have an interface unit with it, an outside interface.
Now, I got to ask Tiffany something. Tiffany, you guys don't use, yeah. Do you guys use it within the film industry as far as like FL Studios for making sound effects?
Honestly, that's when we have an external, like say for instance, my soundtrack supervisor is in the UK, and he will handle that over there. And what programs he uses is up to him, but at the same time, what will happen is I just review it and then put it in the film where I need it, but it still comes down to the musician handling that on his own.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you use a Foley.
Again, it's about having the team of people who do every single different aspect of what you need done. So, yeah, so I have a team, and it's not necessarily in the States, but I know that they are up on, again, the best programs and software to use for the music.
Well, can I ask you a question? Tiffany,
are you asking me a question?
Foley, you know what a Foley is?
Yes.
They, That's the gentleman that does sound effects, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Before they started actually recording them and having them available in a program, they used to have the gentleman that all they did was the sound effects. And they had a studio that they would create these sound effects in for the movie as they watched
it.
Yeah,
precisely.
You know, and they were called Foleys. Now, you know, the computer has put a lot of people out of business. Okay.
Well, you know what? But honestly, you know, I'm like, the way I think is very much old school in some ways. Because I like those things. I like those ideas of coming and bringing it back from the organic place of creation and not necessarily all this other new technology, you know, technological engineered stuff. Right? But it's the world we live in, so I guess we can't do much about it.
But you know what? The thing about it is they recorded those gentlemen. They got mm-hmm. the actual sounds. You know, whereas when we talk about music, you know, it's created by an instrument and not a re-recording of the actual sounds to give it more depth. You know, it's
sure.
up to the guy that's creating it, the music, to give the depth to the sound. Whereas they just recorded the Foley people, and the Foley people are now just, they've got it ready for them in the format that they might need it. And then it's
mm-hmm.
up to somebody that's a real good editor to be able to put it in the spot that it needs to be in.
Sure.
You know, you bring that up, Rodolph, a Foley,
yes.
that right there should tell a musician that there's an opportunity in the film industry for a job as a Foley, you know,
well,
to learn the
Foley
different.
Is basically the noise effects, not
oh,
the musical
okay.
effects.
Not the person who does it.
Well, they've got all the things that are necessary for, like, a punch, glass breaking, you know, walking down a corridor, hearing footsteps, you know, a horse galloping, you know, those
yeah,
all
but
those
the,
things.
What's the name of the job that the person who does the job is that the Foley? Because I'm looking it up as you said it because I had never heard
yeah.
of the term. It's
yeah.
called a Foley. Okay.
Isn't it called
no,
a Foley?
Don't get me wrong.
Help me, Tiff. Tiffany.
Well, now there's so many other. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I know you missed me. But there's a lot of different things too, because now a lot of it goes into there's the FX. There's so many more layers on it. What happened that used to be just a Foley has now expanded in so many different ways. From you have the sound effects, you have the visual effects, which is VFX. You have all these different layers on it, but when it comes down to still with the film industry, you still before you can even do anything in a film, say for instance, if you are a musician, you still have to be a musician. Do you understand what I mean? Like knowing whatever programs you can know, whatever like technological stuff that you can do. It still comes down to, are you that musician? And if that's who the audience is for now, for today, then the musician needs to first know how to edit their music properly before it can even be pitched to any film, to any recording studio, to anybody, period. It still comes down to the basis of knowing the music first. And then once you know the music, then you can do all this. I mean, because now they have this stuff, the audio tune stuff and all that, that I will not ever hire a musician, that uses audio tune in any of my films, because I really am
Say
when
what?
It comes down to it.
Say what? You heard that from me, didn't you?
Okay.
I got to do it one more time. That felt good.
It didn't take
long. Why won't you use someone who uses auto-tunes?
Because I want that raw, organic musicianship. That's why.
Yeah, but see,
that's
can I tell you a secret? Are you are you calling auto-tune when you hear, you know, the artist?
Don't you try,
changes?
No, don't you,
what
no,
you're
don't you try
auto-tune?
And push me, what? Wait, hold
no,
on.
No, no, no.
What'd you say?
When we say the artist T-Pain, is that what you're attributing auto-tune to?
Well, that's it. It's been used in other musicians' music as well. I just don't want to call anybody out by name. But
well, the only reason I say that is because mm-hmm. auto-tune got a bad name behind
correct.
What you're saying. See, what you mean to say is that
oh,
you don't
tell me what
want
I mean
any music. No, 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 listen to this. Because I want you to know, because when you say mm-hmm. it, you're just telling people that you don't know what auto-tune really is. You mean you don't like the T-Pain effect.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Is that I don't care for. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that I wouldn't jam to it in the car or something. I'm just saying for a film I wouldn't. But you asked me, can we go back to your original question, please? You asked me if we still have Foley's, and the answer is yes. So let's go back to that. Let's go back to that. We still have, yes.
She feels safe there. I think she feels like she's being attacked.
I feel safe there. I do feel like I'm being attacked.
No, 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 no. You know why?
On the radio. Yes, I do.
It's him.
Auto-tune is used so much that what, and basically you're correct. You wouldn't use it in a film unless you were doing a sci-fi movie and you had to alter.
Then you would use it. But since I'm not doing, I don't write sci-fi movies, I would not. So me personally would not. There are other people who would. So therefore, don't try and throw me under the bus because of the fact that I myself personally would not do
it. Oh, see, he's got you all spooked up and thinking that you're going under the bus.
I'm
worry.
Not going under the bus.
I
haven't done it yet. I do a very good job of staying out from under the bus. Thank you very much.
You know what? Poetic has been waiting to hear the latest Under the Bus episode. And I was trying to figure out the timing of this.
And we
but
get
I
ready
see
to
that
go
anticipation is
we
so
get ready
high
to
at
go
this
to
point.
A break. And we get ready
but wait a minute now.
Thank you, Al. No, we're going to a break. It's a break. Let's talk about the people who make this show happen.
Y'all scared.
I'm scared of you, man. I think you got issues, bro.
Are you sure you don't want to go to the episode before you go to the break?
Go to what episode?
You want to hear the episode? Well, guess what? It is that time. Here we go. Man down. What's going on tonight?
Everybody, get on the bus.
Doesn't he?
Al,
you know, he does this
you
a lot.
It.
We got him this time.
Your motive.
No, I just did what I did just to see what was going to go on. And I said,
hey, grab his feet. Grab his arms.
In case people don't understand.
Put him under the bus. Everybody hold on tight. Here we go. Hear him holler?
Yeah, I do agree.
Ooh.
I do agree.
Let's go back again.
Shut him down just like that.
Just like that.
Go, girl.
Just like that.
Hey.
Now it's your turn, Tiffany. Take the wheel. Hear him holler? Ha ha, we're getting him good this time. Payback is terrible. Are you having fun?
I love you, Raw Dog.
I think that's enough. He's learned his lesson. What do you think? Until the next episode, The Bus. Whee! That was fun.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotions, consulting, corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about software, the various softwares used in making music production. And I want to tell you guys, go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music now. We'd like for you to be a part of our community, so register while you're there. We're back to the topic, and I wanted to say, you know, Raw Dog, that was a cool little production that you just put together.
That was really cool, yeah.
Well, Tiffany drove
the bus.
I was under the bus.
And she was very happy. I must say that.
Mm-hmm.
You say
what
I got too much time
on
my hands, right?
You got too much
I need
time
therapy. Well, I wanted to include Tiffany in it because she's such a wonderful individual.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
hey,
you.
There's much love for Tiffany. That's why I pulled her on
well,
my side.
Well, I love
side.
You all, too. And I do like that. I did like the fact that you pulled me on your side, Raw Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't do you like that.
You have to ride, run me over. Run me over. Hey,
two times.
Feels good.
Raw Dog, I think
yeah, well,
the thing
hey,
is
you
that
know.
I see I'm a very smart competitor. And since I kind of feel like you are the most educated on this particular topic, I would like to join forces with you.
Sure. Oh, so that's how it's going to be, girl.
We're going to have a good time. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, Tiffany.
Huh?
Now, after you do the first edit in a movie and you
uh-huh.
and you add the sounds and the music and what
right.
have you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, in music production, you send it, do you guys send it from there and have it mastered?
Yes.
Okay. See, so the similarities are really the same as in the music production side of it.
Of course.
Because.
Of course.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, of course, but it kind of depends on what you're working with. Like, say, for instance, with you all, it's been very clear that I have decided to take the most time that I can to make sure everything for Complacent goes exactly how it needs to go. So, therefore, I'm doing everything with a fine-tune comb. So that's why I'm very particular about the musicians I have alongside. I'm very particular about the graphic design. I'm very particular about every single step of it. So, therefore, I would do that. But now there are other filmmakers who don't have the time or the budget or the energy to do so, so they might not. I don't want to speak for everybody. I don't want to lump us all into one, you know. What?
But now, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. When your movie comes out, is it only going to be in stereo? Are you going to have it mixed to a 5.1 or 7.1?
You know what? I would like to have it. Okay. I would like to have it. I would like
to have it mixed. See, Poetic laughed because of the fact that he doesn't realize.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That movies are now in 5.1, where, you know, when you're sitting in a theater or something, the sound goes all around you and it brings you closer into feeling like you're right there, up close watching, you know.
So that's why I asked Tiffany if she's going to go that direction with the sound. And I understand that. And I can honestly tell you that it depends on if we choose to raise a budget or not, okay? Because the thing about it is that one thing that I want to do that not everybody does is I want to have dubbing into three different languages. I want to have subtitles, and I want to have people who actually speak authentically in French, Spanish, and then also English. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, I prefer to spend the money that route instead of necessarily spending it on the newest audio sounds that go everywhere. I prefer to touch more people based on the languages that I'm reaching. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But I got to say this. One, you might just consider the venues that you're going to be sending it to for the utmost impact. Now, just as real as I can be about that, because I want success from you, because there's a lunch or a dinner coming, the Raw Dog and Poetic from Tiffany hitting the big one. I'm going to tell you that right now. We'll bug you until you return our call on that one. But no. So the whole thing about it is that, you know, just think about that as far as maybe it's not as expensive as it sounds, because most of the people that put the sounds to movies have that ability to do that 5.1 or 7.1 sound. You might consider it. Because most people that watch movies at home, they got that surround system, and it would just put you over the top. And I want the best for you. So I'm just laying that one out. It might sound stupid, but
nothing you say sounds stupid.
Let me say this. I know it doesn't sound stupid, but I'm trying to be humble. Damn it, you guys won't let me.
We are letting you. We're kind of sitting back.
No,
we're letting you do the Raw Dog show right now. Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm listening to you.
Exactly.
What in the world? What? It's not my birthday. No, you can't do that to me. Now, you know, getting back to the song. Because that's what the subject is about. Let us say this. You know, in the software, depending upon the level that any of the artists want to go, whether it's movies that you're going to go for a level such as Tiffany's on, or, you know, hey, and a quality close to the standards that are out there by the industry. And I'm sure that, you know, that Tiffany is trying to make sure that her film is of industry standards. So, you know, you want to use the programs that are going to give you the quality, just like she uses the cameras and the software and that she's filming her video in, or excuse me, not video, her movie. You know, we might ask her if she's using HD cameras, or if she's going back to the conventional 35, what is that, 35 millimeter? No, it's not 35. What was it before it was HD?
Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, right now at this point, you kind of have no choice but use HD.
Okay.
If you don't
but
use
see,
HD,
you know,
you
do have a choice. You know there's some antique cameras
around. Of course,
around.
There's always a choice. Yes,
but
there's always a choice. Well, dog, yes, there's always a choice. We all have a choice.
But you are doing something that you want to be looked at on the industry level.
Exactly.
And so, therefore, you got your big girl pants on, and you're not going out here as a rookie. You're going out here to show them your professional status and quality. And, you know, and that is what the artists have to figure out. You know, because there's an intermediate level and there's the professional level. And if you're going to be competing and you want to be recognized, it's going to take a little bit more depth in your production. You know, you can use Fruit Loops. The industry will allow it. The quality of sound will allow it. But you're going to have it mastered and mixed.
Hey, Mother, why are you on mastering and mixing?
Level.
I wanted to ask you a question. You mentioned the 5.1 and the 7.1. What type of software do they use to get to the mixing and mastering level of considering home stereo sound recordings and, you know, the sound recording kind of stuff? What's the difference?
Now, I don't know if Fruit Loops offers this. But Logic Pro and Pro Tools allows you to pick the production output, whether it's going to be stereo, whether it's going to be 5.1. That's five speakers and a subwoofer. You know, that's front, that's side front, left, right, and that's rear, left, right. Okay? So you have the front speaker, which is one, the two side front speakers, the left speaker and the right speaker, that makes it three, and the two rear speakers, that makes it five, okay? And then they're not, and the point one is the subwoofer.
Dude, you know why I like these subjects? Because, dude, I swear to you, you take me to school on this stuff. You are a
teacher.
Well,
you know what?
You are a man of wisdom.
Raw Dog, you're a genius. Raw Dog, you're a genius.
Raw Dog,
you really are.
Man.
You save us life.
You're a man, Raw Dog.
You are.
You guys just keep kissing up, don't you?
Today?
I do have episode number 3.
I felt like I was in a kiss-up mood today, so
You're the best today, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wait till you hear episode number 3, The Betrayal. Tiffany, that's got you in it, too.
Oh, you
remember on one previous, you remember on one previous show, Tiffany, you said, oh, no, not me, under the bus.
I'm not under the bus. I am listening. See, the wise man knows he knows nothing at all. So let me be the wise man right now. I'm being the wise man. I'm being the wise woman at the moment. The wise woman knows she knows nothing at all.
Yes, you are.
I'm about to say he ain't sound like no man over here.
Yeah, but he tried. He tried to get that third episode. He wanted to hear that one. The Betrayal, yes.
Oh, this is great.
I think also you say something in it like, me too?
So, no, wait. No, wait, I have a question, Raw Dog.
Yes.
So, you still kind of have glided over as a beginning musician. I'm coming in. You know, I'm coming in. I have my new song. I have, like, such a really, really cool beat to it. I have nice lyrics. What program did I use to mix this up? What would you prefer? I'm new. I don't have a backing right now yet. Can you please tell me, how can I make my song get out there on the radios? What program do I need?
Well, you can actually master and mix your own program in Logic Pro and Pro Tools, okay? They come with a mastering filter, which allows you to EQ it. They allow you to balance it. They allow you to automate it, and they allow you to finalize it. So what happens is that you – and you're talking about a program like Pro Tools that also allows you to do the same thing. You know, so when you have a Logic Pro or Pro Tools, And I think Cubase also allows it to be done. Sonar, which is another DAW software unit, I believe they allow you to do it. They have the properties for the final mix down, and they allow you those nuances to be able to automate it, the volumes of the different tracks, and to mix them down and fade them from the beginning in to the and at the end out, fade it down and out. You know, so they have those things. But see, you know, for the beginner, you can get into Pro Tools, and you're required to have an interface, so you can't, it won't work for you. And you have very few what they call virtual synthesized instruments that come with it.
No, virtual.
So literally, excuse me, say that again?
I think it stands for virtual studio technology.
There's no T in it.
It's VST.
No, it's VSI.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There are what they call VSTs.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have VSTs.
Thank you for correcting us.
Thanks for correcting me, because literally, I was when you were saying it earlier, I thought you had said VST, so I looked it up. So
now
thank you.
You know what the problem with VSTs? VSTs don't work in Logic Pro, which is Mac. So you know they allow VSIs, which are virtual the instruments. But, you know, it's you have to, you know, when we start talking about all these different programs, they're different. That's what makes this not an easy course to learn. It will energize you. It will make you pull your hair out. It will act the fool. But in that, you're going to learn. You know, and I think that's the biggest glory point of it is as you learn it, you start to accomplish something. You understand how music is put together, and you understand how to do the work that's necessary to create a production. Just like she was talking about the movie, and she was talking about the program and what have you. You know, it's not. Have you ever worked that program just on your own on that you were talking about in Logic? I mean, on the Mac.
No,
I did have to do it once. Oh no,
excuse me, Ted.
I did have to do it once, but I didn't.
It almost drove you crazy, didn't it?
Yeah. And yes, it almost.
Oh, really?
And
right. They do.
Now, at
the same time. Do you know why they drive you crazy?
Why? Tell us why.
The reason is that they, you know, in the good days, books used to come with these programs so that you could step by step go through the, you know, page by page, and you could have success and understand the program in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have what they call PDFs that come with the program that, you know, you find on your hard drive.
Right.
And my suggestion to everyone, and it's going to, you know, this is why programs of software are becoming less expensive, is it's because you got to print them out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use a lot of ink. It might be 80 pages. But you'll have a reference book that it will be right there, right in front of you, your hands on. You can page by page. You read it without being in front of the computer. And you will then have a better understanding of the little different things that go on. Or it will drive you crazy. Because before you can get to the PDF, you have to cut things back so that you can get there, and by the time you find what you're looking for, you've lost your place in the song that you needed to know it. You know, it's like, oh, what do I do now? I'm getting this message, and, You'll have to get the PDF out, and then you'll have to cancel the message. It'll ask you what would you like to do. And you can't answer the question because you don't know what you want it to do. And so that's part of all of the programs. I was talking to a gentleman that had Fruit Loops, and he was having the same issue. Well, what do I do to do this? How do I save this? And I'm going, there's a book. And he said, well, I've got a PDF. I can go to that. But he didn't realize he had to shut it down almost to get to the PDF so he would really know what to do. And then he didn't quite know what to do when he got to the PDF because he couldn't look at what the issue was right in front of him with that PDF, with the file of all the information. You know, they give it to you, but they call themselves saving money for the person purchasing that program by giving it to them without paying the printing costs for the booklet. Poetic. Is it man down again?
No, I'm not going to play episode three. Right now, I am screening the line in the background. Raw Dog, I will be screening the line. Bring these people in and just, you know,
okay.
Ask what it calls.
I'm going to go over here.
Take this topic.
I'm going to go over here to the Rhyme Hustler. He's up here
sir.
In the Pacific Northwest.
You know it.
Yeah. I think we ran across you with Big G.
Yep, that would make sense. Running around with Gene, most definitely, E-Dog, all those guys, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you raised your hand. What can you add to this?
Well, I was listening in a little bit, and, you know, it's a crazy situation when it comes to these programs. You know, number one, I come from the era where we were analog, you know. We banged on pads and saved it onto a hard disk, or, you know, when we got some money, we got the zip drive, you know. And
yep.
Then the technology, the program boom came out, you know, and I was one of those guys who was resistant to it at first. You know, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing – I don't want to click and point nothing. I want to bang it out, you know, and then after being in the studio a couple of times, you know, with other cats that had transferred over to it, it was like, damn, this is just too easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here taking up 9 discs and hustling, and these guys are, you know, again, pointing and clicking and, you know, erasing, moving measures and whatnot. So, you know, I made the transition. Once I made the transition, coming up to speed where you guys were at, you know, it's like being dropped off in the middle of the Amazon. You know, it's a jungle of programs. You know, I mean, there's the staples like Pro Tools. You know, we're talking about Logic. You know, I use Reason for production, which is a you know, I would say that it's a balance of, you talk VSTs, what VSTs are available, because I see a lot of programs. If you use a certain program, you can hear it when someone uses it in the production. You'd be like, I know exactly what bank that is that he's using, you know? So I think if you're going to do this and you're going to start collecting VSTs, you need to go get obscure VSTs that, you know, not everyone's using. I don't think you should go buy kits that are available that have, like, huge sales margins. I mean, again, you're going to have the ones you use all the time, but you need to expand your library if you're going to do it this way. Get yourself a big catalog of sounds, you know, and do something different with it, you know? So, but it definitely makes it easier.
Well, now, here's the question. Do you use a sampler also in your music creation?
You know, that's funny you ask that, because I do, but I haven't since I switched over. You know, a lot of the VSTs in themselves are samples in themselves, you know what I'm saying? So I've kind of made myself, if I'm going to use a program like a Reason or a Fruity Loops or one of those, then I'm going to create original pieces. If I'm going to move over to the MPC and do some analog work, then that's when I will use the sampler. But, you know, as far as the programs go, so many of the VSTs and sounds available already sound like sample loops or whatnot. You really don't need to do that unless it's a specific song that you want to, you know, mess with.
I agree with you there. I agree with you. You know, as a producer up here in the Pacific Northwest, that's how come I know you. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, being a producer and not an artist, that a lyricist, I use everything in the kitchen sink and three times over. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you because you get different sounds. I try to be unique. And so, you know, like you said, having a catalog of these things doesn't mean you have to use them every time, you know, you have access because, you know, songs have different moods and different feelings and different things. And I want you to hold on and continue with us, but let me bring in this other caller, DJ Love. I see you've raised your hand. What can you contribute to this?
I'm from a high society. That's the entertainment group I'm with, and I'm from California.
All right.
And I was kind of like, you know, kind of going to piggyback on what y'all just saying right now. See, like, I'm kind of like caught up in the GarageBand right now. And I know a lot of people won't mess with GarageBand for the simple fact of what it is, but to piggyback on what he was saying before, I do it a lot for the sounds because a lot of people are not using that. So you get a different sound from GarageBand that nobody else has. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm using the Pro Tools Express box, but I'm still going off of GarageBand because of the sound, because there's not that many people that likes to mess with GarageBand. You know?
Well, yeah, GarageBand has expanded itself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's almost
people, man, work with what you're comfortable
Logic Pro.
With.
Yeah. No, see, now I didn't know that. I didn't know you can do that.
Yeah, see, what happened is that, you know, I got to give Logic and what they've done, the Mac, what they've done. I don't have the new GarageBand, but I have seen the new GarageBand that they put out. And you can darn near do everything that Logic does
exactly.
in GarageBand now.
Yeah,
and I thought
awesome,
that was
man.
Amazing.
They try to keep up.
Yeah, you know what? They say when your stuff is working right, don't upgrade.
And you know, that's how I am. That's how I am with it. It's like, it's worked like, because I go through auto-tunes and everything through GarageBand. You can, you know, I can go from rapping and to sound like I'm an R&B artist all through GarageBand. And sometimes when I put out songs and videos and when I tell people I'm out of GarageBand, they be like, wow, that's GarageBand? I be like, yes. But I did what you say. You know, a lot of people, you say get the manual and read the things that it do. I went to YouTube and watched videos on it and learned from different people that was working with GarageBand. That's how I learned how to do it, even with my teaching.
And I understand that, and I understand exactly what you're saying. There are a lot of videos on YouTube that go along with the product source. But now hold on a second. Hold
exactly.
that thought.
Okay.
And let me bring in this other caller. Shaku?
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay. Tell us where you're calling in from.
Right now, I'm calling in from MIA.
Ah, missing in action. No, Miami. Okay.
Yes, sir. I have been missing in action. I think, you can say that.
Now, I got to say this. We haven't heard from you in a little while. So I'm happy to hear from you tonight.
That's what you were trying to say just now, Rondo.
I know, right?
We appreciate it. I'm not trying to put her on the spot. Why are you trying to put her on the spot, Poetic?
It's okay.
It's no
blame. Rondo, it's okay. We just don't blame Poetic.
Hey, well, we're talking about software tonight. I got one of my homeboys on the Rhyme Hustler. And see, you know, and so we're talking about the different softwares in the production. And the whole thing about this situation is that the programs are getting to the point where, you know, they're hard to judge one from the other. You know, I heard someone talk about an interface.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you know what? When it all boils down to it, like, that's DJing and everything. I don't care what program you have or what program you're using. It boils down to the producer.
I got to say this now.
Now, there are some things in different programs that you actually need, and I don't know if all of them carry that. I remember I used an Acid Pro back in the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need meters and you need things such as compressors, you know,
yeah.
And you need, you know, all kinds of filters. And there's also a filter, a sub-filter
right.
for the
yeah.
bass. Now, see, there are nuances that some programs don't give. And
yeah.
Other people listen to them, their system that they're listening through it to, you've got to think about what they're looking for in the music. You know, now, if you're talking about a car where they have subs and what have you, that
yeah.
frequency has to be in there.
We used
or
to
you're
do the car
feel
test.
That the music is not as good.
Exactly.
You know, so you got to look at some of the filters, but that doesn't mean you can't add them on. Was that too poetic?
No, nah, that was me, man. That was us.
Oh, who's
I was
going
to add one more thing too about it too. That on the same note, when he when Callie, I missed his name, was talking about
DJ Love.
The sounds. DJ Love. Yeah, he was talking about the different sounds, you know, and you know, if you have the ear for it and you do this, you do realize that they all do have a different sound to them. I mean,
exactly.
If you remember, like, you know, I don't know how far y'all go back, but if you remember the SP-1200, when they used the sampler on it, it had a distinctive sound that you could tell whoever used it, and
that's
they actually, you know, they liked it, you know. So, I mean, a lot of it, and also nowadays, I'll say in 2014, almost all these programs, whether you're doing GarageBand, whether you're doing, I mean, it don't matter. Pretty much they've all stepped up to play on the same level. It's whatever you're comfortable with. You know, I mean, you can make anything tweak out nowadays and make it sound the way you want it to. You just got to get comfortable with your tool set.
Especially for us producers that ain't made it mainstream and still underground and doing everything. They're making it just so we can get the same quality sound on our bedroom as you get in the big old studio. It's going to cost a little bit, but you can get the same quality sound, especially if you're a producer and you got the ear for it, it's going to happen.
Okay,
and you know they're
okay,
good because they're working twice as hard to get that sound. You know what I'm saying? You
okay,
can go
but
to
I got
a big
question
studio.
For you guys.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, but you know, to me, working that twice as hard to get that sound is just that much experience and that much more humbleness is going to
okay,
get
Okay, wait
deep.
A minute. Wait a minute, guys. Nope. Wait a minute. Here's the question. Okay. You've got the sound coming in, and you have the program. But now, does it about the interface? Because the interface is the actual sound quality producer. Am I correct, or am I wrong on that? I hear what you're saying about the program.
And when we come back. And when we come back, we would definitely come to that question and answer that question, Rodolph.
Thank
you,
referee.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. Tonight we're talking about the various software and we use in making the music production. We'll be back in just a moment. OnStar, The Rhyme Hustler, Shaku Star, DJ Love, we got the lady Tiffany Jade Hightower, our film producer, and we got Raw Dog all on deck with us right now. And we all chiming in on this topic. We'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
right, guys, if you're listening to Hip Hop National, I would like for you to go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music today, register, and become a part of the community. You're listening to, tonight we are listening to us talking about the various softwares in making music and music production today. Okay, we have Raw Dog. Raw Dog, I'm going to let you restate that question. Now you got the floor.
Yeah, you know, the program is the input of the system to record. But I guess my question is that the interface that you use within your music production, is it the important factor that makes the quality of the music that you're doing with that program?
I think it totally is. I mean, 100%. I mean, it comes down to having the right line. You know what I mean? You got to start off, you might have the right program, but if your interface is garbage, you're not getting the true sound out of that program. And then the same way that you talk, Rob, about going into a car, you know, it sounds real good. You got it tuned in at your lab, but once you set foot out and play it in someone's home stereo or the car and it doesn't sound right, I think a lot of that has to do with your interface.
And right, I agree with you on that.
I know you guys speaking of the interface and all of that stuff, but let's just say let's take it for someone who just really getting started into the business, getting started into the software and using the hardware. The interface is the hardware, correct?
Yes,
it's basically
the outboard
unit. It's when everything's coming together and it's presenting that sound the way I look at it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, are you guys familiar with Propeller Head Reasons? Because
absolutely.
Propeller
One of my
Head
favorites.
Reason gives you that virtual feel of rewiring and all of that stuff turning to the back. I just checked it out before. I thought it was an awesome program. But what's the difference of using Propeller Head versus using a Pro Tools or Audacity or using GarageBand? Why one
I
over the
other?
I
use both in coordinates. I use them together.
You know what? Now I looked at Reasons, and here's something funny. The rewire that Reasons has, Pro Tools used to have that with theirs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you flipped it, you touched it and flipped it around, and you
My
strung
question
wire
is, what's
from
the purpose of it? What's the purpose of it? Just to give you the feel?
To confuse
or,
you?
Yeah, because, I mean, when I've played in Reasons before, and I'm saying to myself, it's cool. But I'm saying to myself, what is it for?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's confusing. You know,
right.
Unless you're, you know, it doesn't give you enough information to explain the different things that you can actually do with that rewire. And some people have success. But, you know, I sat down at a table and tried to talk to them, and they blink a lot and twitch. Because you have to be more mechanically minded
to do
that
Absolutely.
Rewire. You know, it's not about your ear. It's about, I put this wire in there, and now I've got it sounding like this. They don't know how or why. It just does it when they plug the wire in.
I think that's
you know.
Comes down to a learning curve, you know. I mean, I know myself. I got a homie, said fantastic engineer, producer, and he's the cat that will buy, like you were talking about. He'll buy a program, he'll print it out the PDI, or he'll sit down with the booklet and he'll read it front to back. I can't do that. I got ADD like a mug. I'm not going to sit there and read this whole book. I'm the dude that goes to the homie that knows how to work it and be like, this is what I want to do. How do I do it? You know what I'm saying? So I think I would shoot and say probably 70 to 80% of your beat makers, producers like home studio type cats out there haven't even touched 80% of the potential of the program they're using. They know how to bring up the
exactly.
instruments. They know how to put them into the track. you can, and then they EQ them. They don't really filter, you know, they EQ them out, and that's about it, you know, because they just, it's too much to take on.
Exactly. And see, that's what
right.
I say. Go ahead.
I want to go to the basics, because I'm going to be honest with you. Me, I'm that basic guy right now. But I want to learn something. I want to learn it. So I'm not going to be afraid or ashamed to say that I'm a baby at this. Okay.
Sure.
EQing. When it comes to EQing a song, what's actually going into that? What are you looking for as far as leveling the levels of for when you're doing
it? It depends on the song, man. It really does. It depends on what sound you're going for, what type of song you're doing. But EQing, you know, in the essence, all you're doing is, like you said, you're leveling each sound and you know, and bringing it to the level that it sounds right. But that's where your ear comes in. No one can tell you what mark it should be at. Just, you know, as long as you're looking at the meter, don't go in the red. That's about it. You know, as basic as it is.
Okay, so that's pure discretion. It's pure discretion. It's not something that's a standard.
Look,
it's
not totally to discretion. There are some rules behind it. And see, there's
right.
where,
like,
you know, printing
like,
out that PDF file uh-huh. that comes with your program will tell
okay.
you the hearing ability of a human being. And so what it will tell you are there are certain sounds under 40 dB and the bass that just are not auditable, and they are not going to be speakers cannot handle that. You know, only the sub sounds or bass sounds are 40 and above, and the subwoofers will pick them up and filter them the way they're supposed to be. But there's different rules about the EQ that you need to read. You can't be told because you'll forget them. You literally forget everything you're told. I mean, it's just like that. Once you apply the rules, then it goes by your ear. Just as he said, there are rules, even the highs. There's certain high pitches. After a certain point, you don't adjust your EQ to go to that limit. But then in between, everything in between is at your own discretion. You know, there's a high limit and there's a low limit. And you got to remember that. And
right.
there is the red clipping limit, which is the volume of that track. You don't want it
when
to go into
high.
The red because you have
when
no adjustment
high, right?
features that you can use to clean it up.
No, it'll always be distorted, man.
Yeah.
And I tell cats to stay, you know, just if you're a baby at it, this would be a good rule I work by, and I don't know if you agree or not, but as far as when you're EQing stuff on these programs, man, the best thing to do is to get them to just hit into the yellow. Just into the yellow, because when you master it, now you get into mastering. When you master it, all those levels are going to come up 90% of the time. And that
now,
will, you
when
know,
it comes
that,
to mastering, is there a standard in a certain level to achieve during mastering?
Yes.
it can make it for, take it from this mediocre sound to a radio quality sound.
Yes. Absolutely,
and any producer is capable of doing this, or is it?
Well, wait
lies?
A minute. So-called producers or qualified producers.
I'm asking a question.
That could be part talent. You know, I mean, if you got a guy who's not talented, he's never going to get the same sound as a guy who's a talent for it. But yeah, you should be able to if you got a grasp on the general idea, then yeah, you as a producer should be able to learn that. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, or do he
but
have
now,
to take
here,
it to
wait
an
a minute
engineer
now.
That's capable, that's qualified for doing that?
Okay, but now wait a minute now. Now there's where the end product of the program comes into point. Does your program give you these things, or is this another program that you're
right.
going to have to go and buy that's
yeah.
going to have things so that when you master it, there's what they call stereo saturation. Right. You know, see, there are different things that in a mastering of the production that don't come with maybe Fruit Loops. I know I had to buy another mastering program for Logic Pro because I wasn't satisfied with their mastering tools. You know, there's a program called Ozone 5 Advanced. That's a mastering program. You know, and that's why when we say things, there are stages in this that young artists need to be aware of, not to be scared of, but to embrace them because they would be surprised on how their production can sound and grow and how it will affect people by knowing these things in the different programs that are there to enhance what they're doing. See, there's enhancements. Right. You know, you remember I said dynamics. You know, you have a dynamic filter, which will give you slow rise dynamics, or it'll give you attack dynamics. You know, you might have horns that you just want to kind of have sizzle through there at certain points and have a dynamic point to them. You know, and these are the things in the programs that as you get higher and higher on the level, you start to understand are needed that separates you from the next artist or the next producer. You know,
right? I think
we call them
part
tools.
Of it. Real quick, man, just to say is that you got to learn your terminology. If you don't know what to look, when you say dynamics, a lot of cats don't even know what that is. I think that if you're serious about this and you will sit down with the program. Hopefully, I don't know, some of them might have an index of like a glossary or you know, a word, you know, but you need to learn and understand what dynamics is and look for that to know you can adapt that filter and use that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats just don't know what that is. So I think you need to learn your terminology and what it is so that way then you can look for it in the program.
Correct. And, you know, this is funny because I was talking to somebody. And I told them to print up the file that came with it.
Hey, when he be doing that, let me tell you something. That dude be doing that to me. He be trying to play this little game. Like
I was trying
to throw
you out there like that,
out there
but
in
now
the world,
that you mentioned
he's
it.
He's really talking about me. He's a cruel man on the radio. y'all should have seen what he did to me tonight. Tiffany is here. She's a witness. The dude ran
away.
Tiffany,
I'm so not here, but even I heard that. I have to come back just as...
So listen, hey, you guys get real close to him, he goes to y'all like he did me.
But see, now getting back to the truth about it, now, for every program that I have purchased, and I mean, I got bunches and bunches of plug-ins. And when we say plug-ins, you know, that's like Auto-Tune, that's like, you know, Melodyne, that's like, mm-hmm. you know, audio plug-in units, you know. And so what happens is that there's not a book. You know, I used to love opening a program, and there was a book.
Yeah.
You know, and now there's no book. It's just the disc to install it. And so I've taken the time to print up each one of the different programs' booklets because you can't research something like a filter that didn't come in Logic or Pro Tools in the PDF because it won't allow you to get it because you're in a different program that the plugin
right.
is working in. So the books, yes, I might go through a lot of ink, like I was told the other day, yeah, ink is expensive. Yes, it is. And I realize why the programs are not as expensive as they should be. But
right.
that's part of what you got to go through so that you can understand what this thing really does. You know, I mean, nobody said this was an easy game. You know, and the more intelligent that you are, and the more skillful you'll be with these tools. And it's necessary. I mean, if you're going to be relevant in this game, you got to have your hat on, and you got to either go to somebody that really knows what they're doing,
right?
Or you got to know, you know. And it's like that, you know. For every piece of okay, we talk about software, but that's not the hardware. You know, I hear somebody whistling. Is that you, Poetic?
Yeah, no, that's my baby in the background. He's getting angry, wants something to eat. Go ahead,
let
though,
you
man.
Know, didn't he?
Yeah, it's that time, man.
Well, that's musical, though. Hey, like father, like son. You know what I mean?
It's
hey, but you know what? The thing about this industry is that. You know, it's like a carpenter. You know, you buy a tool, you're going to experiment with it, you're going to get frustrated with it, and then you're going to read the book and see what it really does and what it's guaranteed to do. And, you know, it's do you add on to that tool? No. What you do is that when you get it going good, you just make sure it continues to go good. That's part of the problem with a lot of people that are getting into this music production. They upgrade their computer. They don't realize that upgrading your computer is not going to help do anything with your music. Your music
is going to make room for the programs you need.
Well, yeah, but see, guess what? Some of the programs may not run in that new operating system that you've upgraded to.
True.
You know, I've seen that happen, especially with Mac. You know,
Mac's mean.
Yeah. See, and the thing about it is you don't want to throw away a program because it no longer can use it. You know, generally the good programs that manufacturers out here will sell you an upgrade, okay?
Right.
But, you know, there's a catch to that. That upgrade may not allow you to go back and touch the work that was done in a lesser version of that program.
See, that's whack. They need to fix
that. But you know that has happened to people.
Oh, yeah. It's happened to me.
Yeah, you know, they don't tell you until you go to their website and say, I'm having an issue with this. And then they let you know, well, unfortunately, that program and what you did then will no longer work in this program. And you go, what the what? You know,
right.
I mean, how do you regroup from that? It's something that's lost, and it's lost forever. You know,
You can download the program again and take up mass more amount on your computer space just so you can load up your old stuff, which is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Now it comes to the conclusion. I have a Mac Pro, and then I've got the Mac that was prior to the Mac Pro. And I told someone, oh, God, it's Poetic again, that I was running Pro Tools, I think it was 7. And he says to me, oh, I'm running 9. And I go, great. Well, how come you don't run 9? Because mine is running perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I can do everything
8.
You can do. You know what I mean? And if I'm running Logic and that, I can, and a sampler, I can flip it over and go into Logic. So the tools made me even more expandable, but I realized, you know, you don't have to throw away the baby with the bathwater. You know, you can keep the baby if it's good, and it's going to grow and work for you, you know. So that's why in my studio I'm running the 2 Macs. Now, does that make sense to you now, Poetic?
Yes, it does, sir. Yes, it does.
So are
y'all
going to print out the PDFs?
Say it again? Am I going
to
download
PDF files so that you'll have a manual?
on the rhyme. What you trying to say, my man?
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, man, I got to get up, guys, but it was good being on, man. I appreciate the conversation. Good conversation, man. Needed. I hope you all are tuned in and learning something.
We appreciate you calling.
And, hey, keep the work up, man, because I've heard
Absolutely.
You. And send your submissions in to Hip Hop National, but make sure they're clean.
Got you, man. They're coming, man. I got you.
All right. God bless, man.
All right, guys.
All right, God bless y'all.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Hey, guys, we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, as far as talk is concerned. We do it Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, playing your music and supporting the unsigned community. And on Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Willingham. So we got something for you for every day of the week. Whatever your taste is, we got it going. Right here on The Business of Music, we teach you the music from the inside out. That's basically what we're doing. And we also invite you to come in and join in on the topic by pressing the number one that allow us to know that you want to participate in the show. Shaku, you got any final comments?
Hey, Poetic. Ask Shaku how we haven't got one of her songs yet.
Shaku.
Shaku is working on it. Shaku is mixing some fabulous ingredients in the studio, and Shaku is working on it.
And well, I heard the one that you tagged me in, that was good, Shaku. I enjoyed it. I thought you were going to
And I went over and I heard some of your music, too, and it was good. And we never got it.
Well, the single,
Shaku,
yes,
Tiffany is a person that I like for your music to go to.
Who's Tiffany?
You got some good. Tiffany's on the line. Tiffany?
Yeah,
are you doing, Tiffany?
Yeah, I came back. I didn't leave. I didn't leave completely, even though I planned on it.
Yeah. Tiffany, Tiffany is a film producer, Shaku.
Okay. Awesome.
And, you know, so submit that music so we can get it to her. Okay?
No problem, sir. I will.
All right.
Sir. Goes to show she don't know you that well.
Isn't that amazing? Boy, that makes me feel old.
And you are.
Yeah, but you are.
Let's
older.
Not fool ourselves.
So how old are you, Raw Dog? I'm sorry.
I am 60 years old. I am a player from the Himalayas.
How old did you say you were?
I am 6'3".
Get out of here. Wow.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
Well, no.
I did. Oh.
Hey, but
you
guess
never
what?
Told me, Raw Dog.
Guess what? I put Grecian formula in my hair. I do not have a bald spot. I walk with a little bit of
depth. I got a bald spot all over my head.
Hey, you wouldn't know I'm
Watch out now.
You wouldn't know I'm 63. Mm-hmm. I party with the best.
Not at all.
So when this film goes off,
mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a party on you, Tiffany, me, and
wait a minute,
Poetic.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You just said that you were the elders. So usually the elders, the one who sets up the party, pays for it and everything else, and bringing all your friends.
Looky here. Huh? You have been misinformed. I am here to tell you I did not get this age by not knowing the rules. The rules say
that is the rule.
That it is for the young to look to the elders for knowledge, character, and love. So you can take me to dinner.
Wait. And it's for the men to take the women to dinner, period. That's called, what's that called? Chivalry.
Me. That's what they call equal rights. A woman got a right just like a man.
Man,
you only say that when it's convenient for you.
Yeah, well, me and Poetic know how to pull that one on you. We just all go out to dinner, and you look around, and I forgot my wallet. Poetic forgot his wallet. No, you got your purse.
And you think, but you think I brought mine? Shoot.
Oh,
we'll all be washing dishes. We'll all be washing dishes.
Rondo, you know what time it is, man. We look like
what time is
over, so it's about that time so we can get down playing that music. You listen to
Hip
Hop
Nation
on the radio. Dr. AT.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What?
Take it away. Take it away.
God bless you. I love you, Tiffany. You be good, Shaku.
Love you too, buddy.
Poetic. Poetic.
All right.
Stand in the corner.
All right. Love you. Love you all. Love you all.
Dr. AT. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight. Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go broken. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that. Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor.
Nah.
See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, Ernie. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my heart so get me higher. You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. Tripping. She wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't trying to burst things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run the town. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guala's that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound, but she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you're still on my mind. Feel my heart, so get me higher. You know what to say, know how it works. It's not the right way, don't never wanna go.
Baby girl, you stay on my mind and
sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. I seen a lot of women, yeah, we all know. Seen the baddest and the cutest at my next shows. I ain't tripping, I think I found a different flow that'll keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the glorious out, gotta bring the pimpin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl as well, would you be my world? But the business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drop a nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby girl, you're still on my mind, and you're my heart, so get me higher. You know what to say, know how it
plays,
it's not the right way, don't never wanna go.
Baby girl, you stay on my mind, and you're my heart, so
get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and promote. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gun flare. Enough people die too young, we need love there. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, one light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Change the world. Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can change. Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the world.
On, LaRue and Palmer Reed. We can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can. It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young to getting pie. I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain. But he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay. Police around us every way. Another body on the ground. The killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the rain. Uneducated. That don't know how to use their mind, man. Elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise. I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world. Without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet. Then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but they execute it. Yeah. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Juwan LaRue, Palmery, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I've hit people on fire, no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep it bumping. I'm a rider on the street, I'll handle my beat, I'm taking a giant leap,
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special made to order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Slight success.
we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, boy. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm spitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man, any condition, I give the beat what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies. They get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm bruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it. You'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on the seat, I'm scary when I'm crying. Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the bus. All right.
I'm out of the bus. I'm out of the bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.